say what? I hear you. Hear what I say? These are some expressions that we hear every day. Now, idioms express what's important to the culture. They speak about your hearing, and that's why I approach you. You see, hearing good is critical. God knows that I'm not joking. Hey, if you're deaf and get no help, then no word will be spoken. Now, don't get me wrong. The example is extreme. But from hearing good to deafness, there's lots of levels in between. For example, if your hearing's only 60%, you can hear what someone's saying, but not dig what they meant. Now, this can get embarrassing if you're not communicating. And then before you know it, you want to stop participating. Social withdrawal, depression, and ignoral. Uptight, can't sleep at night. By day, you're feeling awful. Now you need psychology, neurology, speech pathology. But if you began with audiology, your problems would have been mythology. Now let's use some chronology and explore audiology. You see, first we take an otoscope and we look into your ears. Then we put you on some headphones and test how well you hear. If you got a problem, then we find exactly where. It could be in your outer, middle, or your inner ear. It could be that your ossicles are far too stiff to wiggle. Or perhaps your outer hair cells are unable to jiggle. But whatever the problem, you got nothing to fear. You're in the hands of an audiologist. And you know the buck stops here. Well, I'm almost finished with my rap. But before I leave the stage, I think I ought to mention that we do miracles with hearing aids. We can program these computer things to make young children hear and sing. Teenagers, young adults, and older get happier, more confident, and bolder. Well, I can go on like this for seasons, but I hope I gave you all some reasons to consider audiology and pursuing your doctorate, your AUD. So if you got any questions, hey, you can always call on me, because I'm Dr. Ryder, Rap King of Audiology.